T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And a good Halloween song at that. Mm-hmm. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we're going to head to New England and go behind enemy lines with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Does a terrific job of covering the Patriots. Mike, they do have one injury, I guess, that's going to really affect their offense, and that's their running back. Outside of that, they seem pretty healthy. They don't have anybody else listed. Meanwhile, for us, just so you guys know, and we spent a lot of time on this yesterday talking about the injuries across the board. There were a lot of guys who were questionable. This is what we know, and at least D-Led is reporting this as well, that it looks like Mike Drake, London, obviously, our quarterback Michael Penix, all of these guys, and Kyle Pitts, even though they're full participants today, okay, including Darnell Mooney, hamstring, but it feels like and it looks like, as D-Led was reporting, that these guys are going to be good to go. So Penix, Drake London, and Pitts. But everybody we've been talking about, Tyler Algier, full participant today, along with Penix and Pitts and London and Mooney. So that's good news. The guys that did not participate, this ain't good news. Billy Bowman, Storm Norton, Casey Washington.
And Mark Romani reporting that Bowman and Washington, along with Zach Harrison, are definitely out for Sunday.
Not good news.
So we were looking for some more help on the defense, especially, you know, if you're looking for somebody to kind of cover that, you know, I don't know, what's become this Bermuda Triangle, the space behind the defensive line, and before you get to where the corners are kind of laying back. Now, we play more man than anybody. We're playing a lot of man. But we've got to get some pressure on the down line. Everything gets complimentary. Setting the edge when they run the ball. They'll still be able to run the football despite not having Ramondre Stevenson. Carl said they got another great running back. They got a couple guys they called up. And you got Drake May, who's killing it. Drake May is having a great year. So we need. I really miss Billy Bowman, but let's hope that Jalen Walker could have an impact in this game. How about that?
It'd be nice. It really would be. I mean, this would be a great game for somebody to have an explosion, Mike. And when I say that, multiple pressures, couple
Pierce,
sacks.
Yeah, Pierce,
yeah,
right?
Either one of those guys. I mean, hell, I'd take it from Leonard Floyd at this point, right? I mean, it doesn't matter where it comes from, but this is one of those games we're going to need some additional pressure. So some key guys out, but we kind of knew that maybe going into this week, and certainly as the week has worked itself, we now know on Friday that at least the quarterback's going to be out there. Drake's going to be out there. That's a big deal, guys. You saw the absence of Drake and what it meant to this offense. And certainly Mooney. I think that's another big plus. This hamstring, I don't know what that is. I mean, as far as like 60, 70, 80%, I don't know where he's at.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, I could use a guy like Ray Mc, never mind. But yeah, you're a little thin. And this is another game. If Penix can get the ball to Kyle Pitts, Pitts can come to the rescue. Pitts can be your secret sauce. He can be, Carl, your red zone savior. But they got to figure it out. They got to get the ball in his hands, and Penix has to see him.
Yes, they do. More on the Falcons coming up, guys. Our picks of the week are on the way in about 10 minutes. Stay there for that. But right now, we got to get to 4th-and-1. Let's start with Lamar last night, Mike. 28-6, they beat the Dolphins. Lamar was 18-23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns. Efficient. Derrick Henry, 19 carries for a buck 19. And then today, the Dolphins fired Chris Greer, saying they have mutually agreed to part ways. I don't believe it, but either way, that is what they're saying. So the general manager has been fired. The head coach is going to stay on at least to the end of the season. Can I hear Lamar talking about taking the ping pong tables out of the locker room? Because this was a big deal. Mike brought it up in Guy Talk, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago. And we all thought this was Harbaugh.
Nope.
Apparently, it came from the quarterback.
I told Kaniko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too. But I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know. But, yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but, like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work, to do.
Talking about Steve Bisciotti, the owner of Ravens. I'm Mr. Steve. But, yeah, I love it, man. That's where I asked Coach about, you know, a leadership council on our team. You know, and we heard that there are some guys, and guys did speak up, some of the guys we perceive as leaders.
Yep.
We got that from Caden Ellis on Wednesday. You'll hear that conversation later in the show. But how about that? Let's take out some of the distractions, even if it's as simple as things that you see in locker rooms all over the NFL.
It's big, man. Coming from the quarterback, and again, you know what? It worked because they won. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. They got to stack dubs. What about what Mike McDaniel had to say after last night's loss?
That was that self-inflicted wounds that we've been putting such an emphasis on, you know, all things related to our operation, and in a critical fourth and one, where the, you know, we were pretty fired up about the defensive look. It was what we were calling the play for, and that's flat out a controllable that our team knows that keeps you from winning. So I rate at nothing but our self-inflicted wound.
So yeah, bro. It was 4th-and-1. They get called for a penalty. He tries to kick the field goal. They miss the field goal. And he goes off on the sidelines. You see him dropping F-bombs, doing all those things. That's right. What the moment that he's talking about. And they completely lost all the momentum. They should have punched it in and scored. They didn't, and that's what he's talking about.
Field goal, then, of course, second series, after you get a 3-and-out. So you're feeling good. It's 3-0, get a 3-and-out, and then they fumble. Tua hits his receiver, and he coughs it right up. Ravens take it and immediately get a touchdown. It was short, which is a short field. Then that missed field goal. I mean, just bad day. I don't know what Mike McDaniel has on Stephen Ross. Photos of him with farm animals. I don't know, Carl. But, I mean, you know, Greer is a guy that had 9 lives and kind of danced between the raindrops down there for years, and it was about time. But our good buddy down there that covers the Dolphins was telling us about, you know, Ross just likes him.
Mm.
And he's going to let him finish out the season, which makes no sense on any level, unless because he's the play call, they don't feel confident in somebody else calling these plays that aren't working anyway. Our buddy Armando Salguero was telling us about that last year.
Here is Tua, who said they had a heartfelt conversation in the locker room.
We had a pretty heartfelt conversation in there after the game. After that conversation, you know, I feel like guys are going to go away. They're going to do what they need to do. But when we come back on Monday, you know, we're ready to work.
We will see. They got us. That's what I know. Two of those wins, one of them is us. It's Dukes and Bell.
And that's what's got everybody fired up today. Just real
absolutely.
Quick. I mean, because you can't help but get into comparative scores. Did the coaching staff send the wrong message? Did the players, did human nature creep into it? You just got your butts whipped by San Francisco. You felt you could just simply roll the footballs out against the Dolphins? It's still an NFL team. That's weak, especially when you throw on top of that what we talked about earlier with Zach Robinson. Like, the Dolphins broke it down. It was so simple that Zach couldn't figure it out as far as what the defensive looks were. That's weak.
It is. It's more frustrating than anything. 4th-and-1 is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Travis Hunter's placed on IR. He suffered a knee injury in practice on Thursday. So what has been his impact? We love the kid. His energy is infectious, but he's not really had an impact. When you talk about offensively, and this is the problem I've had when you want to play both ways in the NFL,
right.
Be great at one thing. He can be, I think, a great corner, Mike. If you want him to play wide receiver, then allow him to be good at that. But they're trying to do all the things, and now he's going to miss some time. But we'll see what happens. He, by the way, has 28 catches for 298 yards and a touchdown this season.
It's so disappointing because local young man, everybody had the highest hopes. You and I spent so much time pre-draft talking about it. That's a no-brainer. And then how are you going to find the imagination to use it? That's why so many old, remember you and I said, these old fart scouts, they're scared of their own shadow. They're afraid of a two-way player. And yeah, so far, I mean, it's only one season. But unlike a quarterback, you expect a guy like Travis Hunter to hit the ground running. And if we're honest, a big nothing burger.
It has been. Meanwhile, we asked Kate Nellis this week here on Dukes and Bell about his concerns about stopping the Patriots' run game. Now, again, we said we know that Stevenson's not going to play. To me, it means nothing. But listen to what Kate Nellis said this week to us about their run game.
Yeah, you know Mike Vrabel, since he's been in Tennessee here, like, let's run downhill, baby. Come on. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've done. That's how we got Tennessee to some AFC championships. And it's one of the major factors that he's got this team rolling right now. You know, I watch every one of their games that I can with my little brother on the team. I've watched him a lot, and, you know, Drake May's playing great, and he's a great player. But, man, they got that run game going, and it opens up a lot. So, you know, we've put on what we put on film. You know, last week, it really wasn't the 49er runs that hurt us. It wasn't the first down, downhill, second and short, downhill right. runs that got us in the 49ers game. We did a pretty good job putting that down. Really, it was like second and long or third and long. All of a sudden, they run it at us, and we don't knock it down for the 4 or 5 that you're supposed to, right? They got 7, 8, 9 on
it. Now it's third short.
And so right. that's where a lot of the yards came last week. So that's something that we have to address. We have to look at, all right, if teams are willing on second and long or third and long to just run the ball and say, hey, we think we can get them here. You know, obviously, not very many teams do that in the NFL because statistically, you want to throw the ball and get your, you know, these quarterbacks make all this money and the receivers that make all this money. Let's go get them open and complete this first down. So that's something we got to look at. We got to continue to be good on normal rundowns like we were last week. But then we have to make sure that we're dialed and ready to go. All right, they might throw it here on second and long. They might run it. We got to be able to cover both.
You know, a healthy Troy Anderson with Kay Nellis is a nice linebacker core. You know, Devon Diablo,
sure.
who they went and got kind of pretty much, whether they're going to admit it or not, knowing Troy Anderson's not going to see the field this year, and that's the end of his Falcon career, for all intents and purposes, and what an impact Devon Diablo had. Ulbrich, during the week, said that he thought D'Angelo Malone could do some of the things. I asked Coach about it. He kind of raised his eyes like, that's not happening. But Ronnie Harrison will get in there sooner, Carl, it sounds like, at linebacker. And they'll also ask Caden to do some of the things that JD was asked to do.
Yeah, we saw Ronnie Harrison. We didn't know. Maybe you weren't paying attention as much. But Coach said you'll probably see more of him. And so he played last week, and he just said to us, you'll see more of him, you know, on Sunday. And I think, Mike, they're just trying to figure that out. Like, again, the problem becomes Devine, you didn't have to pull him off the field.
No.
Now you're guessing what Caden just mentioned. Second and long, do I put my guy out there who might be able to cover? Okay, we might not be as strong against the run. Or to put my run stopper out there who's not. Now I'm guessing. And that's the difference of having a guy like Devine out
right.
there.
And how are we going to get the personnel out there? What kind of personnel does New England? You know, we talked about it. Josh McDaniels, maybe not a head coach. Great offensive mind, Carl. He may have some abilities for Drake May to get early in the count. Oh, okay. Pivot, change up, and they're going to go attack it, depending on the personnel. You know, the other thing about this, and we said, I had a guy, I think he went to high school, JD, and he's like, you guys are picking. I'm just, we didn't mean to make it sound personal, but a lot of the plays when JD Bertrand was on the field, you can't miss him, Carl, because he's got the concussion padding on the helmet. So it's kind of like, oh, it's you know, he's conspicuous, right? Not inconspicuous. You could tell where he was on the field.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, like, there's Dark Helmet. There's a play going for yards after the catch.
Let's hope that not only he plays better, JD, overall. Again, it wasn't a terrible game, but it wasn't certainly his best effort. But he's got to play better. But I'm with Caden on this. You got to be able to stop the run. A couple other things. Puka Nacua says he's ready to return. Saints at Rams. Saints have a new quarterback, Tyler Shook, who's starting this week. Also, Jayden Daniels reportedly is set to start. That's the Sunday night football game, Seahawks at Commanders. And then Kyler Murray is also prepared to come back and start. Cardinals have lost their last 5. They are at the Cowboys.
You want to say it? Coach Killer! Yeah.
Cardinals are at Cowboys. That's the Monday night game. All right, we're coming back. It's time for the picks, baby. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell on Halloween.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We are closing in on Day-Day, who, again, is atop the leaderboard.
55.6 winning percentage at 15-12, which is pretty darn good. If he was in Vegas, he'd have his own 800 number.
But he's not, and the season is far from over. And this week, we already have winners. Mike has already predicted that Kennesaw State would win. He took them on Tuesday when we were out there. You can chalk that up to a dub. I went over last night. Thanks, Miami. That didn't happen, so I'm already 0-1, which means I need two winners for the rest of the weekend.
You and I are deadlocked at 12-16 right now.
Well, let's see what happens. Hey, by the way, we pick against the spread, over-unders. We pick college football, obviously, while it's still going on, and there'll be a point in the season where we'll just have NFL games. But right now, full slate of games on the board. All right, Day-Day. Give us the records real quick before we move forward.
All right, so I'm not going to add where you're at with the win, you know,
this week.
Just coming into this week, we had Carl sitting at 12-15, Mike at 11-16, Orin at 14-13, myself at 15-12.
That's what I call a competition. It's good. All right, so where do we want to start?
Based on that, I go first.
Okay, fair enough.
Even though we're tied at 12-16.
Well, not counting this week yet.
Well, again, but if you added your over it going last night.
But we haven't counted it
Kennesaw
yet.
Kennesaw State, we're both
Stop in. Jumping the
Y'all
gun.
I'm trying to get those picks in. It's like get every game
we're,
you got.
Right now.
I know, right?
As it stands, 12-16. All right. I'm going to go quick. Start with college. This is going to be a humiliation. This is going to be a beatdown of epic proportion. This is going to be the Buckeyes sticking it to Penn State. They're going to shove a horseshoe up there. Took us in the horseshoe. It is 20.5 points. Ohio State is going to boat race Penn State. Ohio State, by the way, 6-1 against the spread this season. And Penn State, as you know, Carl, hapless. It's over. It's all over. So I think this is going to be a beat down. Ohio State's gotten better and better as the season's gone on. All right, man, nobody is talking about the job Sam Darnold's doing with the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to go with Seattle -3. I think Washington, I argued at the beginning of the season, remember, Carl and I, we were looking at all these prognostications.
Yes.
And a lot of folks around the country thought that the Commanders were going to take a step back. They were over their skis last year. I said, no, they'll be fine. Nope, they're not. And the defense isn't great. And without Jaden Daniels, they don't have that fighting chance. I think Seattle's going to win by more than 3. So I got Seattle. That's a Sunday night football on NBC over the Commanders.
All right. I dig it. I have already taken, because we found out that Brian McFadden was going up to Pittsburgh. They're having a big reunion up there, Super Bowl, when they won the Super Bowl some years ago. And all those guys will be up there. It's always cool. It energizes a team when you see the old-timers show up, man, and they're there to support. They are a 3-point underdog, I believe, Day-Day. Is that correct? I want to make sure. To the Colts?
Yes, the Colts are a 3.5. As of this morning, it was 3.5. Has it dropped?
Well, give it to me at 3.5 then.
All right, okay.
I'll take it, Carl.
So you want the Steelers as a 3.5 dog?
I do. Right. I'm going to take Steelers to cover that.
I got it at 3. I'll even give another half.
All right, we'll give it to you at 3.
What are you talking about? Is it 3.5?
I'm looking at Vegas Insider.
Okay,
right
he's looking at
MGM's okay. got it at 3.
See, I don't usually use those.
Well, I know he's got like 45 services over there. All right, so what are we giving it to me as?
We'll give
tons
it to
of
you
open
at,
tabs.
Yeah, we'll give it to you at 3.
Right, I'm simply looking. Now you're taking the Steelers to beat the Colts.
I am. Okay. No, I'm taking them to cover.
All right.
Yes.
All right,
okay. Yes.
We'll
not
give it to
win.
You at 3.
I don't know if they'll win, but they'll cover. All right. With that said, I am going to then turn my attention to college football. Hadn't picked them all year.
DraftKings has it at 3.5.
Mm-hmm. That's what I saw there.
Thanks, Mike.
That's what I saw there.
Make it 3.5.
I haven't picked them all year, but they're the 22nd team in the country, and they're getting a 2-6 West Virginia team at home. Nobody's talking about their defense, and I'm talking about the Houston Cougars. All of a sudden, Mike, they are a 13.5-point favorite at home against West Virginia. Mm. I really like what they're doing defensively, and more importantly, they score points. So I think they're going to cover this spread. I haven't taken them all year. I've been looking at them and thinking about it. They've handled their business through their schedule for the most part. I'm going to take the Cougars to cover. And it's a game, Mike, that was kind of off of my radar and one that I normally wouldn't pick because there are some other intriguing games that I really do like. But after winning 3 in a row and then playing at home, it's a noon game. West Virginia's not good. I think the Cougars cover that. So I'm going to take them to cover the 13.5. Those are my two picks this week.
I like it.
Day-Day, where are you at?
All right, actually, it's on Orin. Don't do that.
Oh, my bad.
If you want to promote me to first place, I won't be upset about
that. Well,
Orin right
now, that far off.
14-13.
Yeah, he's right there.
All right, Carl, first pick, I'm going to Riverside you, buddy.
Give it to me.
I am taking the Colts minus the 3.5.
Oh. Look, he's been riding the Colts.
And rightfully so. They have shocked everybody.
Right.
Best running back right now in football.
So here's the thing.
Quarterback, a great defense.
This is a risky pick for me only because the Steelers are leaky on defense.
Right.
I think they'll score. But they're leaky on defense. And if the Colts take advantage of the run game like they have with everybody else, Jonathan's going to have a big game.
Yeah.
Right. You're absolutely right.
You got to win by 4 points now, right, at 3.5. So there you go.
You did see what happened against the Packers, right?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, because I took the Steelers last week.
But I did.
But I know what Carl's saying. We were talking about this off the air, Orin. The feeling is the Colts are still disrespected by Vegas. Mm. And the feeling is at some point the bubble's going to burst. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones is going to throw like a 3-pick game.
Yeah.
And maybe this is it.
Correct.
I'm hoping it's not, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well,
But if you can't stop Jonathan Taylor,
it doesn't matter.
I'll say this.
Like the Falcons and Penix and Bijan.
I'm willing to take this L this week for the picks. If it means that we don't take the L next week overseas.
Right.
Because if they lose, then obviously they're going to be in bounce back mode against us. That is what I'm fearing. But yeah, go ahead. I'm with you on this. I agree with your take on it.
Tennessee ruled out like half their team that's important this weekend. Arden Key is out. Jeffrey Simmons is out. Calvin Ridley is out.
Yeah.
Just a handful of guys. So give me the Chargers. Minus the 9.5 versus the Titans.
On the road, normally West Coast going to – bless it's 10. Yeah, that's a horrible football team with all those injuries Orin just mentioned.
They're bad, man.
And then –
Are they going to have the first pick overall?
Again.
Yeah,
probably.
Probably more than likely,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I'm going to ride with the local guys here. Tech is a 5.5-point favorite against NC State.
That's a scary game. And we don't – real quick, we have not touched – we'll talk more about it in the 4 o'clock – guys, Carter Finley is just a weird place for so many teams, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I know as an FSU fan, it's been a house of horrors for us, but this is a lot different than think of Wake, which is sleepy. This is everybody fired up, tuned up, going bananas at the state school.
Night game,
7:30.
I can't go against Haynes King right now. The guy is playing lights out football. 5 touchdowns last week combined rushing and throwing. So, yeah, I'm going to ride with Tech minus the 5.5 this weekend versus NC State.
All right, man. He's got faith.
All right. There it is.
No, I do like it. I do, too. And, look, we're picking against the spread. The reality is Tech just win, right? We just want them to win and remain undefeated and keep this thing going.
They're not monkeying around with inferior opponents, but this is a tough road game.
No doubt about it. All right, Mr. Leaderboard, what do you got for us, Day-Day?
All right, well, let's hope it stays that way for me coming off of this week. All right, first up, I'm going to go with Mississippi State and Arkansas. 65.5 is the over-under on that one. I'm going to take the under. Granted, both of these teams both of these teams have scored, even in losses. They put up some big points. But I feel confident that defensively someone more so Miss State, believe, even though they're on the road, I like Miss State's to be able to kind of contain Arkansas a little bit.
I think this data starts to slip, Carl. I don't like this
pick. We shall see.
Don't like this
pick.
All right.
I'm going back.
Does Ole Miss win that game?
No, this is Miss State.
I'm sorry. Does who's the road opponent?
Miss State.
Okay.
At Arkansas.
You have them winning the game?
No. I'm taking the under.
I know, but I'm saying, do you think they win this game?
I don't think they win.
Because let me tell you something. They should have won last week against Texas.
Yeah, they sure.
And they collapsed.
Yeah. What you got that number at?
What do you see it at? Because I see it at 65.5. Or I saw it at 65.5 when I wrote this down.
I'll give it to you.
No, it's 66. I see it now. Taking it at 66. 66.
That helps out your cause. Take an extra half point.
Caesar's Palace has it at 66 and a half, and MGM has it at 66 and a half.
Yeah. Yep, there it is.
All right. They don't let it mess with you.
No, I'm taking it.
And by the way, guys just hit me up with the text line. Mike, where are you getting this? Where are you getting your information? It's called Vegas Insider. .com, and it gives you all the lines from all the different services.
Yeah, all the services.
No, I mean, not tout services, gambling services.
No, I know.
All the ones that
every
are
week we have a discussion about what service you're looking
international
at.
Waters. Right.
International
waters. Whichever I can manipulate to get myself back on top of this
that's
thing.
That's exactly right.
The folks down in Teague were doing good work.
All right, going back to the well on Miss Memphis. I'm going back to the well on Memphis.
What story is going to be revealed before this Memphis game?
Because it was Chris Mortensen's son, the late great Chris Mortensen.
But they did bounce back after that. They knocked off South Florida 34-31 last week. Okay. So I feel like they're kind of back in their groove. This Rice team, unfortunately, isn't a great team.
And that's tonight.
Yeah, and that's tonight. So 13.5.
They probably have great GPAs, though, at Rice, those football players.
Yeah, I'm sure. Very smart guys. All right, 13.5. Memphis is the favorite. I'm going to take them to cover that. And then my last one going out west. Well, the game's actually on the East Coast. But 49ers, 2.5 favorite on the road at the Giants. Interested to see how things roll without Scam Catterboo for the Giants. But I just think the 49ers have proven to us, despite the loss to the Texans, that shocked me.
B-Mac brought that up. Scam Catterboo?
Did I call him Scam?
Yeah.
Just I may have.
Me off for a second.
Wow. What did he do to you? Scam Newton back in the day. I never subscribed to that. But Scam Catterboo?
I may have called him that.
Cam Scatterboo.
But 49ers, I think, all in all, have showed us, despite the injuries.
Why did the Texans game shock you? I picked it last week. You should have jumped on
board. No, you picked it after you saw my picks.
Whatever.
He's got his Rivers back this week, though. He's got Nico Collins back this week.
Yeah. He does have Nico back. But anyway, Giants don't have Cam Scatterboo.
His twin brother. Evil twin brother.
So I like the 49ers be able to go on the road and cover that too.
Those are the winners.
I don't like that the under on that Arkansas Miss State. Otherwise,
they're going to roll over 66?
It's a lot of points.
I mean, I know they both score, but.
Well, remember, Mike Griffith came on yesterday from Dog Nation. If you missed it, it's online at odyssey.com. He said, look, that Ole Miss defense is not as good as everybody thinks it is. And you start looking at these scores, it's weird. Like, I'm kind of buying into offensively they're really good. But are they going to be able to get the stops they need if, in fact, when they get into the playoffs? And this is one of those games. I'm with Mike on this.
That's Miss State we're talking about, but Miss State. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ole Miss, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see, and Miss State couldn't get the stops they needed. Up 17 at home.
Right.
And blew the game last week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. But those are the picks, man. And we'll fill in the blanks on Monday when we come back from the long weekend. All right, coming back, we got to head to New England. Ben Volen's going to join us. We go behind enemy lines. The latest on the Patriots next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I love reading Ben Volen's stuff on the Boston Globe. Keeps me informed of what's going on, not with just the Patriots. It's interesting because on Sunday we get a chance to see how good this Patriots team is, and Ben joins us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline. And Ben, thanks so much, man, for jumping on here with Dukes and Bell. I want to start with the quarterback. And, you know, from my perception, you tell me if I'm wrong, when they drafted Drake May, there were, like, hesitation and, oh, I don't know if this guy's going to be any good. And it feels like now everybody is totally on board and you're starting to see him flourish in this system.
Yeah, I think when Drake May was drafted last year, the hesitation you talk about is just, I think, the natural hesitation that anyone says about a quarterback. Even, I mean, don't, you know, the Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf debate, no one knew that Peyton Manning would be great. So no one quite knew how Drake May would turn out. And he had he showed flashes his rookie year. It was not a good season last year with a bad roster, a bad coaching staff. He comes into the lineup, I think, the sixth game of the season. Only wins one game that he played from start to finish, but showed like some traits. And so you felt positive about Drake going into the season, and he's just blown you away with how much he's improved, not only from last year to this year, but even from week one to week eight. I mean, Drake May in week one against the Raiders looked tentative. He looked lost, uncomfortable out there, did not have a good game at all. And there were a lot of questions about, what did the Patriots do all training camp? And then he started to click in week two in Miami, and then starting from there on, Drake May and the Patriots offense have just been lights out. So it's been phenomenal improvement for someone who's not even 24 years old. But, you know, the Patriots were always convicted. Like the Giants, the Vikings, they offered multiple first-round picks to go up and trade with the Patriots last year and get him. And the Patriots said no to every one of their offers. So I don't think they were offered like the Godfather offer. Like, I don't think it was they threw everything on the table, but they were offering a lot, the Giants and the Vikings, to try to get Drake May. And the Patriots, Elliott Wolf, to their credit, said no and stuck with Drake May. And here we are in year two, and he's already playing like a superstar.
You know, Ben, the thing is, for young quarterbacks to have multiple OCs, you know, Baker Mayfield struggled with it. He still does. Now, it seems like you got a guy in Josh McDaniels. He might not ever pan out as a head coach, but he seems like the brilliant offensive mind and the perfect guy for Drake May.
He's been a great addition so far. I mean, the Patriots offense, it's remarkable. I mean, the way that Drake May is pushing the ball down the field pretty fearlessly. I mean, they lead the NFL in, like, air yards in their passes. And, he's up there yards per attempt and completion percentage, like over 75%, which is just insane. The efficiency they're having this year on offense. McDaniels, I think, has proven over the years that he's not just a product of Tom Brady. You know, he was the Patriots coordinator when Matt Castle, you know, had his 11-5 season. He actually got decent production out of Cam Newton that one year.
Right.
The Patriots went to the playoffs in 2021 with a rookie, Mac Jones, and that was Mac Jones' best season when he had McDaniels. So it's been a great addition for the Patriots. Their offense has been much better. People expected the Patriots to be solid on defense and to struggle on offense this year, and it's been kind of the opposite. The defense hasn't struggled, but hasn't really been tested. The Patriots' schedule has been so easy. But the performance of the Patriots' offense has been fantastic. And because Josh McDaniels has, you know, struck out twice already as a head coach, I don't think the Patriots have to worry about him getting, right, you know, plucked away anytime soon. So that's another thing that the Patriots really have to like.
What about the secondary, Ben? Not that we're throwing it around the yard like, you know. Dan Marino. But what about the secondary? Are there question marks there? And would you say that's the weak link of the defense?
The question marks are at safety. The Patriots have had a lot of movement there. They just traded Kyle Duggar to the Steelers. They let Jabril Peppers go earlier this year. He went to the Steelers. Getting rid of the old guard and Vrabel starting to get his new guys. Craig Woodson, a rookie fourth-round pick, is playing back there. He's going to play like a rookie at times. But, I mean, on the outside, the Patriots have an excellent man coverage duo in Christian Gonzalez, who is, you know, one of the two or three best corners in the game right now. And then Carlton Davis, the veteran on the other side. So the Patriots, good versatility in the secondary. They mix it up a lot between man and zone. But they can press you and play tight man coverage if they need to. And what's been interesting is the Patriots have been terrible in the first quarter. I think 4 of 8 teams have hit them for an opening drive touchdown. And it's just like week after week, Vrabel keeps trying something new at practice. And quarterbacks like Bryce Young and Spencer Rattler and Dylan Gabriel still come out and throw a touchdown on the opening drive. And then the Patriots totally clamp down over the final three quarters. And those quarterbacks just, you know, they can't sustain any momentum. So eventually these slow starts, you know, falling into a 7-3 hole, 14-6. Eventually, it's going to come back to bite the Patriots, you know, when they play like maybe the Bucs or the Ravens. But right now, they're just, you know, their offense has been so good. Their defense is able to clamp down after that first drive, and they just overwhelm teams over 60 minutes.
How is the red zone defense? Because our red zone is the dead zone right now, Ben.
I think the Patriots have room to improve there. Their red zone percentage is among the lower in the league. But, I mean, the Patriots, I think, are fourth in points allowed. So, I think a lot of that is who they're playing. I mean, they've played Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler, Dylan Gabriel, Bryce Young, like a murderer's row of just crappy quarterbacks. So, you know, like everything about their 6-2, all their numbers, like there is a little bit of a yeah button involved.
Okay.
You digging the vibe of Mac Hollins? He was here for a season or so with us, and he's a different dude, isn't he?
Yeah, the whole barefoot thing. And right. he had a Halloween costume today that the Patriots posted on their Twitter account. I couldn't figure out what it was exactly, but I like Mac Hollins because he randomly went to my rival high school. We both grew up in Maryland in suburban D.C., and neither of our high schools is at all known for football. And when I saw that Mac Hollins went to Wooten, I was like, unbelievable. Like we chatted for like 15 minutes about growing up in Montgomery County, Maryland. But he's been a great addition for them. He's put up some numbers. He's caught at least one or two touchdowns, you know, some big plays down the field. He's been their like third or fourth receiver. He's been physical, you know, blocking down the field and in the run game. A lot of times when they go heavy with tight ends, he'll be the one receiver out there because he's also a good blocker, and he seems to have fit in well from what I can tell in the locker room. So Mac Hollins, all the attention was on Stephon Diggs in the offseason, and rightfully so. And Diggs has been solid as well, but Mac Hollins has fit in nicely. And I think a lot of that has to do also with he played, I think, one season with McDaniels in Vegas. So he at least knew the offense a little bit coming in.
Talking with Ben Volen, guys, giving us the breakdown on what's going up there in New England from the Boston Globe. According to our sources, our buddy Mac went as a bishop, Carl, as a chess piece.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So now you know the rest of the story, Ben. So has the goalposts or the goal line moved now? Are expectations higher? Do you feel this team can win this division? I mean, you showed, obviously, it was a big kind of coming out party beating Buffalo.
No question. I mean, yeah, it's all on the table. I don't see Buffalo as some super team. Uh-huh. Although I looked it up, and over the last 5 years, they always hit a lull like this. They always lose a couple games midseason. And like a couple years ago, they were 6-6, the Bills were. And after Thanksgiving, over the last 5 years, the Bills are 26-5. So they just turn it on after Thanksgiving. And if you're the Patriots, I think you've got to stack as many wins as you can now because the Bills are not going anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, the Patriots can win the division. I think where the goalpost has changed, where starting 6-2 and seeing that the AFC is wide open and doesn't have that many great teams, I think if they don't make the playoffs at this point, I think that's a disappointment. And I wouldn't have said that at the beginning of the season, considering, you know, two straight 4-13 seasons. But with the 6-2 start and as easy as the schedule is and as good as they're looking and all that, like if they don't make the playoffs now, that would be a disappointing finish for them. So they need to, you know, Mike Vrabel has said it, you know, the old cliche, like they don't end the season after week 8. So like they know it's just the beginning of the season. And the, like there used to be a saying in the Tom Brady days that the football season doesn't start till after Thanksgiving. Mm. So if the Patriots want to prove they're for real, you know, they'll kind of live by that credo.
Ben, what's up with Stephon Diggs? Just curious, you know, when they made that move, it was like, oh, and then you talk about, you know, the last few seasons when they did not win a lot of games. Where's he at in this whole makeup of this offense and how they're using him?
Yeah, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been great. Like, for a guy coming back from an ACL suffered last October, he didn't he started training camp day one. They didn't have to put him on pup. He looks really good physically. Like, he's a really hard worker. He's filled in really nicely. He's had a couple 100-yard games. He's more of a slot, middle-of-the-field guy, but he'll go deep. He'll work the sidelines. Like, he's a savvy receiver for Drake May, knows how to play scramble drills, too. Like, that experience with Josh Allen, I think, has served Drake May and Stephon Diggs well. And so far, I mean, I think a lot of it's because they're 6-2 and everything's so positive, but he's been a great fit, and I haven't noticed any issues. I mean, last week, they're on the 1-yard line, and they went out of their way to get Diggs his first touchdown catch, which in and of itself is interesting. But then, like, you saw the reaction of everyone. They were so excited for the guy, and the way that his teammates and coaches celebrated for him. I think everyone was genuinely happy for Stephon Diggs. So he's been great. And their other receiver, Kayshon Boutte out of LSU, he's been tremendous, you know, more of the deep ball guy. Those two and Drake May have been quite a it's been quite a duo for Drake May. And I mean, they're like, this is crazy, guys. Drake May's numbers this year are insane. I looked it up for, you know, all time quarterbacks in weeks 1-8. Drake May's got the 8th highest passer rating of all time, but he rates up there with the greatest seasons ever, like Brady in 07, Kurt Warner in 99, Dan Marino in 84. And like Peyton Manning in like 13 with the Broncos. And then there's Drake May. And so, you know, a lot of that That's too wild. is the receivers he's got there with Boutte and Stephon Diggs having a great season.
Ben Ball, before we cut you loose, I think we haven't been on. It's been like 4 years last time we played the Patriots. But Ben, surprise or any, did you ever see Bill Belichick and the way his life has gone, not to mention where his career has gone? Do you ever anticipate him being where he is right now?
No, and for multiple reasons. I mean, just like the sight of him at UNC, which is, as we know, not exactly a blue blood football program. That's obviously, you know, a little sad. And then, like, everything about it. I mean, he's falling into all the behavior traps of everything he used to preach against, with the distractions and, you know, having non-football people around the facility, and obviously with his girlfriend serving as this big publicity distraction. I will say, though, like the last couple weeks, signs of life from UNC. They took Virginia to the limit last week. Oh, I liked Belichick going for 2 in overtime and going for the win. It fell short. But they're like moral victories. They are playing tougher and they are being more competitive. So, you know, maybe Belichick can point to UNC and show the fans like, hey, at least we're improving through the season, because that's really the only thing they've got right now. Otherwise, it's been pretty close to an unmitigated disaster there for Belichick.
So Ben Volen's all over it, guys. Writes for the Boston Globe, senior NFL writer, been covering the league for a long time. In 2023, Ben put out there that if the Patriots moved on from Gerard Mayo, that that Robert Kraft would probably want to go after Vrabel. 2023 posted that. This is where they are now, and this is a team that looks like they're on the come. We will see what happens Sunday. Ben, always a pleasure, man. Keep killing it.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. He is ahead of the curve when it comes to this stuff as far as the Patriots are concerned. And look, Mike just said it to me. He looked at me as he's talking about Drake May being all-time games 1 through 8. Yeah. You're talking about completion percentage and all this stuff, and you start dropping those names. Drake's having a really good year. Mike, we are going to have to disrupt him. Can we?
Again, he's in a great spot. He's got a tremendous offensive mind, a veteran offensive coordinator. We've got a guy coaching his second season as an OC, and it shows.
Join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix, guys. They want to see you, and it makes its way around town, by the way. So if they've not made their way towards you, they're coming. Don't worry, but they'll share recipes, and it's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. It's every Friday morning with the morning shift. All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead, including some guy talk. Steve Coonan's on the way, and we got to talk dogs in Florida. Is this a much more dangerous game than you're anticipating? It's Dukes and Bell.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.